The next patient is Mrs. Helen Hoto for January the 27th of 2022. The last name is Hodo, the first name is Helen. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old African-American female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and severe obesity, that is most likely the reason for the CKD stage 3B. The patient has maintained a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 14, and an estimated GFR of 55. The fasting blood sugar was 127. Unfortunately, we don't have the hemoglobin A1C to determine whether or not the patient has hyperfiltration. Interestingly, the urinalysis doesn't show any type of activity, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. In summary, the kidney function has remained stable. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 127 over 77. Period. A finding in today's examination is that the patient has gained 12 pounds in the last 6 months. And despite the fact that she has gained such amount of weight, she continues to have a controlled blood pressure by taking amlodipine. Furosemide 40 milligrams every day. I have to mention the Jardiance that she has been placed on. Metoprolol. Seventy-five milligrams two times a day. And Quinapril, 40 milligrams, that has been prescribed by the primary care physician, period. I don't intend to make any changes in the lab. I don't make any changes in the prescription for the arterial hypertension. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The diabetes mellitus has been under control. The medications that she takes for the diabetes mellitus include the administration of glipizide, 10 milligrams every day. Januvia, 100 milligrams every day. Jardiance, 10 milligrams every day. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams POVID. And the blood sugar has been under control. Following number. The patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with the administration of cimetidine, 200 milligrams BOVID. Following number, the patient has esophageal stricture that was evaluated by the GI, and she has esophageal dilatation. She had esophageal dilatation. Following number, the patient underwent a colonoscopy. She had a tubular adenoma that was removed. We have to mention that due to the number of medications that the patient take, I had to do myself the reconciliation of the medications, and the list that we have in the computer is accurate. Obesity is playing a major role in the comorbidities. The patient was explained about the need to reduce the caloric intake in order to accomplish the weight loss that is needed.